Good morning, good morning, good morning. It's a sunshiny Thursday, about 9:30 in the morning. You know what that means? We're talking cars because it is glistening and just all nice stuff out there at Dunges Family of Autos. How you doing,
man?
Brad?
It's another beautiful Thursday. We keep getting this crazy weather on for Car Talk every week. It's like these great balmy days. December is here. But I looked this morning; it was snowing out in Crested Butte, and we love to go to in the winter and summer, actually. But out there in Colorado, lots of snow this morning. So it's starting to change, and I'm sure we'll get into winter here in Oklahoma before too long.
Yeah, it lasted a couple weeks.
Yeah, no, we've had a few brief moments. It did get below freezing a couple nights ago. But beautiful as we're getting closer to the holidays, the presents keep arriving. We've had lots of vehicles coming off the transports this week.
Got
our first 2022 Tundra in and delivered it. Yeah, it was beautiful. It didn't last long. It was already sold a couple weeks ago, but it was beautiful, and guy was sure excited to take delivery. That's going to be a very, very popular truck. I mean, it's a stunning look to the truck. It's got a lot of technology. I didn't get to drive it myself, but it had the twin turbo. V6 really look awesome.
Cool.
Yeah.
This is new from the bottom up, and wow.
Yeah,
wow,
it's first new Tundra since 2007, I think, from the ground up. And also got in some a Super Duty yesterday, a Lincoln Navigator, an Expedition.
Oh, we're talking.
Got to have a couple F-150s, a couple Explorers right now.
Would that be
couple RAV4s?
Would that be Brad's Navigator?
No. I'm gonna let this one go to the lot.
Okay.
I have a plan. We do have to escape to Crested Butte here in a couple weeks around Christmas. I'm gonna hide one of the Expeditions
But that RAV4, boy, those are nice too.
Yeah, no, those are awesome. We have not had one in stock for a while, but we've got two, I think, right now. And yeah, they're a really nice small SUV, great technology. Got a new Sienna in. I think that one may be sold, though. It landed yesterday. But so, really, if you're looking for a vehicle, don't be scared off by the empty lot. Come on in. We can let you know what's coming. Lots of great inventory out there that'll be right here any day. And so just give our team a shout.
There you go. And a lot of people are doing like your Tundra guy did.
Yeah, no.
They say, hey, you know something? I know exactly what I want. I know what I want on
it.
And next thing you know, it's delivered.
Then it's there, right. Yeah. I mean, and you can either order or we can look in the pipeline and find something that we already have coming. Mm-hmm. That was what he did, actually. This was the first one allocated to us, so it really was a roll of the dice what it was going to be. But it was what he wanted. It was a beautiful, beautiful TRD Sport. So great vehicle. And lots of other exciting stuff's happening in the other departments too. Service has sure been busy. It often is this time of year as people's lives get busy. It is, with everything going on with the Christmas parade and all the stuff downtown with Christmas and the ice rink and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. People got a lot going on, and we have been too. Service has been busy and kind of on and off. So you might go online and schedule your service appointment. It's an easy way to get scheduled. And there's some openings, I know, in the next few days. So you can go online and pick your time, and we'll be ready for you that way.
Mm. Very good. Very good.
So I talked a lot about the used new car inventory.
Yeah.
We've got a great used car inventory too. It's moving really quick too. Got a great 2020 Honda Civic that we purchased, and then and just turning vehicles right and left. If you have something you're looking to sell, like everybody else, we're looking for inventory. So bring it by. We have a really fast evaluation process, and it only takes a few minutes, and we'll be able to give you a number and can do all the title work, make any loan payoffs that you need, do the whole thing. It's really simple. I mean, and I know a lot of people think they'll get more if they sell it on the street, You probably will, but you're going to have to then deal with talking to lots of people, and then you're going to have to work and get your title work done yourself and transfer that title to the next owner. And we can take care of all that for you. We have access to auctions. We talked a lot last week about auction environments now. I mean, I read this morning that used car values are up 44% from a year ago.
I believe it.
And that is really amazing. Our used car market is at an historic high, and I think at this point, in the news this morning, the chip news is kind of mixed still. Their plants are still shutting down. I think they said that chip deliveries in November slowed down again, and that we're going to see more delays in vehicle production. So I just think we're going to have these kinds of inventory delays and, you know, supply chain stuff.
For a while.
I was talking to a customer whose vehicle is in service. He's been waiting on a part on his truck, and he works in the different business, but mm-hmm. they have issues too getting their stock. So it is just really a challenge right now. Orders are getting lost. They're who knows what's going on.
Wow, we've got some challenges, but we're overcoming them best we possibly can. like you said, you've got a whole lot out there as far as the pre-owned.
Great inventory right now, and you can come check that out or go online at dungeonschoice.com. And it's really easy online to get all the information you need. We take lots of pictures of the vehicles. You can get a Carfax report right there from our website. There's market information on the vehicle, on pricing and such, and our salesman can help you with that. Carfax has great value information there where you can get it with the vehicle history. Carfax's vehicle values are really kind of interesting. I know a lot of people most of the retail consumers use like Edmunds or Kelley Blue Book, those kinds of books. Most dealers use Black Book or NADA or what they call JD Power now, but there's Carfax all in the last couple of years has come out with values, and theirs is based most more on history than on auctions and sales trends, which are both good ways to look at vehicle information. When we're evaluating a vehicle, a lot of times we'll go in and really look at all of that, and then the market, and see what we can what we think we can sell it for. And then you can also, run live auctions. We had a couple appraisals we did in the last week where we were able to work with consumers and get them in and run their vehicles live on a nationwide auction with our partners from ACV Auction. And that's really interesting to do, too, to watch other dealers bidding on cars that just to see what we can get for it. And that way we can make sure we get top dollar for your trade-in when you're buying at Dungeon's.
Very good. Very good. One thing I like about how easy and how simple and it is to do business with the Dungeon's family of autos is that not every day do I have a block of time where I can go out and kick a tire.
Yeah, no, I don't think anybody has time like that anymore.
So
people, if you're in an emergency, your vehicle's down, it'll be a little different. But right now, a lot of people start this search, out months before.
And they've indeed.
Done a lot of work, right? So the truth is we can be ready too, and we do a lot to make that simple when you get to the dealership and really speed it up. On our website, you can go in, get pricing information, payment information, play with your payment, play with your down payment. All the rebates and interest rate specials from the manufacturers and some of our banks are in there. Mm-hmm. Without submitting your credit actually to the financial institution, you can do what they call a soft pull and get credit information where it'll actually give you a real credit quote based on your specific situation and the vehicle you want. And so you get a really pretty accurate payment, just like when we're calculating on the showroom floor, and that makes it really easy just to answer any questions you have. But the truth is, if we've got all that taken care of and a lot of information done when you get in, and we can make that car purchase just take a few minutes.
I can speak from experience. It did take a few minutes. That was it.
Yeah, well, it doesn't need to take a lot of time. I mean, a lot of it is in the setting things up, making sure we have the loan right and getting all that done. But if we do that before you arrive, it's really pretty simple.
Oh, yeah.
And with the custom ordering and stuff like that. It's, a lot of that is taken care of beforehand.
Oh, yeah. It is. And again, it's so simple.
Oh, it is. And with our non-commissioned sales team, they really love to help you through the process. They don't, care what you buy or how you purchase. They just want to be there to take care of you and answer any questions you have. And they're out there today, I know, doing training and working on getting vehicles ready for their customers today, answering internet questions and phone calls. So give them a shout out there. I know Paul, who was in here last week, I said goodbye to him as he left, and he was working with some customers in the service department and hopefully going to sell another car.
Paul's a pretty good guy.
Paul's great. He's been a good addition to the team. Great background as a basketball coach and working with kids, and went with us to the Great Futures luncheon with some of the team last week, and that was such a great event. I can't say enough how special that is. We love that event and that organization. I think the Boys and Girls Club back through the years has really impacted a lot of lives in our community in a great way, and shout out to them. What a great event. And the Youth of the Year this year will do very well at state, I think.
Well, I think so too. You just look like you're in your element up there talking to those young people.
Yeah, well, it kind of does get me excited. I like it. I do enjoy giving out that award, it's a great event, and it kind of culminates a whole career or whatever for those young folks at the club. And anyway, it's a great, great event. And thank you to everybody who supports the club. And but lots of other stuff going on. I know I was talking to Tiffany down at the Price Tower, and they're getting ready for the Olive Drop, getting ready to open up the restaurant upstairs again.
Oh, yeah.
And we will bring back the Olive Drop this year, and going to move it to a different location so that it actually drops on the tower green side on the plaza.
That would be good.
we used to do it on the our front door, but now that the front's kind of changing, with more people,
more room,
more room, and with all the changes with the plaza out there, if you haven't been to the plaza lately, or down to Price Tower, go on in. A Nook is back in the restaurant, so people have been asking who's down there in the kitchen
Chef
now.
Nook.
Chef Nook is back. He's there every evening, and anyway, we've got the new bar all set up in the lower level in the plaza. Mm-hmm. For a while, we'd had a temporary situation there, but having that in the gallery has really,
really nice.
Gotten a lot more people in the gallery too. And they're great art show up there. Now I think that one's ending soon. It may have already been taken down, but Christmas stuff is coming and right around the corner. Mm-hmm. And they've got the whole area there decorated. I saw a TV spot this morning in the local news about businesses and restaurants and stuff that have Christmas themes, and you should check it out at the plaza. They've got the whole tinsel theme and lots of Christmas stuff coming from the ceiling. Really looks awesome, and they really set up a great scene.
And when you go to the gift shop, don't forget to buy socks. Price always tells me that, by golly, they go through a lot of socks down there.
Socks are very popular, and all the special Frank Lloyd Wright Price Tower stuff. And you mentioned the gift shop. This is a busy time of year there. Great place to get that really unique Bartlesville Christmas gift. And great stuff going on down there. And this season, as always, and at the dealership, we're real excited about getting ready for Christmas and the year end. And
I'm glad to hear that we're dropping an olive and not a truck.
Yes, we tried that once, but
that was pretty funny for when everybody tells me.
Well, it was a bit of a practical joke, I'd say.
Oh yeah, I think everybody knew.
Not sure.
Oh my gosh, the Fords are falling.
Well, those who don't know, weren't around maybe, this was a few years ago, but you can check it out on YouTube.
Okay.
That's the easiest way to do it. Go search Dungey's Truck Drop on YouTube, and that will satisfy your curiosity.
Sure,
that's probably enough of that.
Sorry, Brad, you know me. I just got that honorary streak.
It's all right. No, I think it's far enough back that now we can bring it up and not have too many repercussions. But There was some pushback there right away. It was
a little kvetching.
It was some, but clearly it wouldn't have been wise to drop a truck from the Price Tower. That wouldn't have made much sense realistically, especially with a couple thousand people down there.
Yeah.
And so that was a great night, a great hot street party in downtown Bartlesville back in the day. 2009, I think, if I remember correctly.
Oh, wow. Very good. Very good. But this olive drop, this is something that has happened before. And I've only been in town about 3 years, I've not seen that
before.
You
haven't seen it.
But I understand that this is kind of like the big ball that drops in New York.
Yes, hearkening back to the founders of the Price Tower Art Center, Pete and Theo and all their great friends that worked so hard to create what we have there, they had created this celebration. So it's a New Year's celebration along the time of the ball dropping in Times Square, but it's an olive dropping. And so you can toast to the new year with the olive drop. And there's actually a real olive, but the representation of the olive. And anyway, it's quite interesting. And you really can't describe it. You need to go see it to understand it in its full glory.
All right. I'd like to see what kind of dirty martini that drops into.
It is a lot of fun.
Yeah, indeed.
And I think they've got great band that night, Zodiac, I think. And there'll be lots of stuff.
Will they be playing outside or inside or both?
I think they'll be inside.
Okay.
If it's warm enough, they may do it outside. I think they'll be inside because it will probably be a little bit chilly than one would think. And if we'll hopefully have the restaurant open upstairs. I know that's the plan, but I've got to keep my fingers crossed. And so we'll have a big, nice dinner upstairs, and so different levels of service. Won't be too expensive. So check it out at pricetower.org.
Sweet. All right, we will do that. Go to the website, and it'll answer all your questions there.
Yep.
And you can get your reservations made. And I would recommend sooner rather than later because
that's
later,
true on that night. You want to get your New Year's plans set. So anyway, and while you're at it, you can go to DungeonsChoice.com and check out all our great inventory and specials. There are, we're starting to get, as we get inventory in now, there are some great, some incentives out there, 0% on a lot of Fords with some rebates. So for a while there weren't many incentives. We're starting to get more incentives as inventory does kind of start to normalize. And we're going to have a big, strong finish to the year, I think. There won't be, just because we don't have the inventory on the ground, we're going to be selling them quickly as they come in. So, but I expect to have a strong finish. So bring by any vehicle you're looking to sell. We'll make a top dollar offer for that. And really, it only takes a few minutes. Really looking right now for sedans and SUVs in particular. They're in high demand. I need probably 7 or 8 SUVs and what equal number of sedans. So local vehicles are really great. If really any make or model, preferably 3 to 4 or 5 years old, under 100,000 miles would be perfect.
But in Oklahoma, when you drive a pickup truck, the first 100,000 miles is just breaking it in.
That's right.
And everybody knows
especially
that.
Especially if it's a Toyota or a Ford pickup truck.
Indeed. You just got the bugs out there.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Speaking of those, we traded for a really nice Tundra right now. Beautiful Tundra, just a couple years old, going to make a great used car for somebody this week. I also have a 2021 Tundra that we traded for a couple weeks ago that's out there right now. That one just has 10,000 miles. The vehicle was too big for him, so he switched to a different vehicle, and it's going to be great used car for somebody. So just because we don't have the new one, sometimes we've got a used one just like it or very similar. So you can check all that out online at DungeonsChoice.com or give us a call at 918-333-0900.
Very, very good. And, of course, when you talk about, your vehicles, the pre-owns that come out, your guys take care of it in the detail shop. I mean, it smells brand new when it comes rolling out.
And the whole service. The reconditioning of a vehicle.
Yeah,
I think people
often
take it for granted. But that whole process is really important, of course, because we go catch everything up on maintenance and really go through the vehicle with a fine-tooth comb to make sure we know what we're selling is sound. And we have different classifications of vehicles. So we'll have, certified vehicles of the manufacturer certification, or our own dealership certified program, the Q-certified program. These are our top vehicles. These are the ones that pass the inspection fully. They may have, sometimes they might have some kind of blemish or they're used cars, but they're sound. They come with a warranty. We've done all the maintenance. We make sure they've got good tires, brakes, battery, everything is set on them. Then we also have what we call UVI vehicles. These are vehicles that may have other, maybe they've got more miles, but they still have great life left on them. We also do all the maintenance on them and repair anything that really needs to be done. Sometimes on those we may decide not to do something, but we'll be able to show you what that was and talk about it with you, because obviously we can go ahead and do that repair. But in our estimation, it may have been something that you wouldn't want to do, and that allows us to make you a better deal on the vehicle. So we're always looking at that, trying to make the best deal for our customers.
Very good. Now, it's called Simple. That's how we do things at the Dentist Family.
That's right, the simple price.
Simple price.
Just keep it simple.
Keep it simple, nothing complicated.
Keeping
you won't
the discounts.
Get a headache.
No games or gimmicks, funny math in the payments. It's all the same, whether it's online, on the showroom, out on the lot. We have the same calculator everywhere we go, and we don't do these things where we drop incentives and change them on you in the middle of the deal, or advertise one thing and then when you get in it's something else. We really try to be consistent in what we do and market price everything, so we have software that helps us go in and make sure our prices are really competitive or as good as you can get in our market.
You do that every day, don't
no,
you?
No, I do, and I do a lot of it myself.
I
was doing it before I came in this morning and pricing by some of our new and used vehicles that arrived in the last couple days.
Wow.
It's a process, because you go in and I can actually see all that market information and book information we were talking before from there, but I can also see the vehicles that are online in our software, and then the vehicles that have been sold before. So, and I don't know exactly what all sold information is, but I know when vehicles were on and then they come off, right? And we're always watching the auctions and looking at things. So really enables us to dial in that price and make it a good fair price for you going out the door, so there's not so much negotiation required.
Very good.
Yeah. And with the salesman not being commission-based, their pay plans, it doesn't matter how much we make selling the car. They don't really get involved in that. There's no pressure to buy something different than what you need.
There you go. So you're going to rest assured they're going to put you in something that's going to fit you and your needs.
That's right.
Not theirs. So there you go.
So I mentioned the Lincoln Navigator we got in recently.
Yes, you did.
We also have a Nautilus and a Corsair that have landed, so starting to get a little Lincoln inventory. That Navigator, if somebody's interested, it is a great vehicle. It's a 4x4 reserve. It has the luxury package on it. It's got awesome vehicle with the Ultima audio and the great seats. If you haven't sat in the Lincoln Perfect Seat, it's really outstanding. That's not something that you hear a lot about, vehicle seats, right?
I'm a seat guy. You're talking my language.
Makes a big difference in the Lincoln, for sure.
It does.
And also on the Toyota side, got a bunch of great vehicles in this week. Got the Sienna I mentioned, a couple, the Tundra. We've delivered a Tundra. We have a Camry that should be in any day, a couple of RAV4s, and lots of other vehicles on the way. So get with our sales team, and we'll be happy to reserve one of those for you.
Very good. Very good. And once again, they're keeping it simple. And if you don't see something right there on the lot, guess what? We can put you in front of the screen here, and we can show you what you can do with something that you may want. And it's almost like build your own. I really like this process. Now, some folks kind of, well, I don't know about that. Well, it's been actually happening for years. People get custom-made vehicles all the time.
They do, yeah.
Now you can do it.
Well, we order vehicles every month, of course. We're in there. We're setting up our allocation. Yeah. And for years, we've worked with people to do that.
Yeah.
And it's just...
Now it's just a little bit more common.
This year, in the strange market we're in with low inventories, we've done a lot more of it.
And people are comfortable with it.
Well, no, it's great because you get exactly what you want that way. I don't have it holding cost on the vehicle. We can make you a great deal on it because I know it's going to sell right away once we get it here. It's great for the manufacturer.
Mm-hmm.
Because they just want to keep everything turning. So it's really a great situation for the consumer too. We can help you set up the vehicle exactly the way you want, and it goes into the allocation system. We let you know about a week or two later when it might be ready, gets made and delivered to us, and we deliver it to you.
Very good, very good. I mean, you get so well taken care of at Dungeon's Family of Autos. I mean, it's all about the customer. It is about service
and our great team of people there to take care of you, whether it's in sales or service or the team out at the body shop. And if heard news this week about low unemployment in Oklahoma, but we are still looking for especially service techs and body shop technicians, painters, and body men. Really need to hire another body man. They have a lot of work in the body shop. So if you're looking for a great situation there, a family-owned business where really great benefits and competitive pay, we're a great option. And you really have opportunities for whether you have experience or not in almost every department. So you can check that out online at our website too at dungeschoice.com. And while you're there, you can fill out an employment application or research a vehicle, schedule your service appointment, ask a question. We're there chat with you 24/7 and answer any question you have.
And don't forget to winterize. We got a 72 degree day, 75 tomorrow, but sooner or later, it will be winter.
It will be winter, and these temperature changes are big on cars. They definitely will affect your vehicle, or you may have a tire pressure monitor light come on. A lot of times, the big fluctuations in outside air temperature will change the tire pressure. Mm-hmm. It may be that you don't have an issue with a leak, but not necessarily just need to top it off a little bit. So if you need us to take a look at that, bring it on in, and we'll be happy to.
All right, very, very good. Don't forget the oil changes. Don't forget to schedule that online or schedule that in advance so that you can get in, you can get out. And, of course, you got a pair of eyes, places where you can't go. They can tell you how your brakes are doing and everything else once they get underneath it.
That's right. We'll top all the fluids off and send you on your way.
All right, Brad, tell everybody where they can find you.
We're out on Highway 75, just south of the U.S. 60 interchange, and on the west side, as you say, on the best side.
On the best side. And, of course, online?
At dungeschoice.com, or you can call us at 918-333-0900.
All right, that wraps up another edition of Car Talk right here on K1, the one you trust. Stay tuned. We've got news coming up from CBS, plus our own local news to follow, and then it's the Brian Kilmeade Show. Please stay tuned. K1 at AM 1400, FM 93.3, and now 95.1.